Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Newson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The DH, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Armstrong. And now, play ball. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lewis hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Newson strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Armstrong fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sachs hits a line drive for a single. Bell scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Sachs moves to second. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Grebeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Sachs scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grebeck scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Karkoviche. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Karkoviche steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Karkoviche scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Grebeck fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a single. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newson is 0-for-1 in the game. Newson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton bunts for a single. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche fires to first and picks off Lofton. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grebeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Sachs scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grebeck moves to third. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Mutis now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Grebeck scores. Karkovice moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Karkovice moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Karkovice tags and scores. Raines tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newson is 0-for-2 in the game. Newson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten hits a pop-up into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grebeck hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ventura tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newson is 0-for-3 in the game. Newson hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grebeck hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grebeck moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing second base. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Sorrento moves to second. Don Paul now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome strikes out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground for a single. Martinez scores. There goes Sorrento trying to get to home. Newson throws the ball into Karkovice who tags Sorrento who's trying to score from second, for the out. Whiten moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive beyond second. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Whiten scores. Ortiz moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Mark Lewis. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive for a single. Ortiz scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 8-5, White Sox. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga is hit by the pitch. Howard moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Felix Firmin now playing shortstop. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive beyond short. Firmin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Steve Olin now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Newson is 0-for-4 in the game. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bell moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Furman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground for a single. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Glenallan Hill pinch hits for Paul Sorrento. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Brooke Jacoby pinch hits for Jim Thome. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Cole pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Sandy Alomar now catching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grebeck hits a line drive off the glove of Jacoby, and into shallow left field. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berga strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.